The Jesus and Me Children's Ministry of Bethel Deliverance International Church is hosting the Arise Children Family Conference. The pre-conference kickoff celebration will be held on Friday, September 14th at 7 p.m. Come to be inspired through singing, dancing, words of encouragement, and a children's fashion show. On Saturday, beginning at 9 a.m., there will be creative and informative workshops for parents and kids ages 3 through 12. The closeout family fellowship service will take place Sunday at 11:30 a.m. with a special message from children's pastor Wayne Diggs. All events and services will be held at Bethel Deliverance International Church, located at 2929 West Sheldonham Avenue in Wincote, PA. To register online, visit the event page at BethelDeliverance.org. You can also register at Bethel's Administrative Building Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., or call 215-885-2585 for more information. That's 215-885-2585. So come out to build up your children while strengthening your family.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
But what is it that you believe? You don't believe God can provide for you. You don't put yourself in that position. You've been told that you have to retire at a certain age, and you believe it. And so in your mind, you start dying around 60. Well, I'm on the end now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. 63. Hallelujah. I'm almost out of here. Hallelujah. 64. Glory to God. Rubbing your knees and all your joy is gone. We going over to the beach. You want to come? Nah, y'all go ahead. Y'all go ahead. 65, I'm out. The Bible never told you to do that. I know there are certain businesses where they say at a certain time you have mandatory retirement. I don't mind that, but do something else. Do something else. Go to work somewhere else. You just want something to do. Because statistics prove that your life begins to shorten when you sit around doing nothing. And as long as you have something to do and something to contribute, you live longer. Why are we doing this? Because we believe we're supposed to just fold up and die when we reach 60. That's it now. Well, I didn't live my life. Got my cane now. Who said you're supposed to dry up and die? Well, you know, the Bible says that we succumb to the things in the world and the body just decays. Well, I'm going to have a heck of a ride while it's decaying. I don't go to Disney World and just walk around shaking hands with the characters. I'm on rides. I ride Space Mountain, screaming through the dark. We get on the Hulk and we ride everything that makes you lose your lunch. And you look over there and there are a whole lot of other seniors having a ball. And here we get up in here and we reach 65 and die. Why? Because that's what we believe we're supposed to do. Well, I'm getting ready to die now. Let me start getting stuff together. Because that's what we believe. We actually believe that once you hit 40, it starts going downhill. Well, you know, my old knees, you know, my knees, and my feet are old and my knees are old and my fingers are old. And then we start, Arthur has moved in. And Arthur's in now, and I tell you, I just can't. No! 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 I refuse to believe that. God never said that my life has to be full of sickness and disease. God never said that I have to go around here dying before I die. I'm going to live until I die. I'm going to live and enjoy the blessings of God. I'm going to stay in faith so that even when stuff happens, I'm going to stay strong because faith will help you overcome everything. Stop settling for misery. God said it. Bless God. He means it. Whosoever shall say to the mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe, believe. Sometimes I'll call home and I'll say to Lady Lambert, I'm on my way home. Can you make me a sandwich? She said, okay, what kind do you want? Then I'll tell her, I believe that sandwich is going to be there. You know how I believe it? Because for all these years, I've been getting that sandwich. And so my belief system causes me, I don't even have to speed up. I know it's going to be there. And when I come in, it's there. Now, in my world, it could just be on a paper towel because all I want was the sandwich. I don't care about the aesthetics and the logistics. But in her world, and then just put me some water in a paper cup. And I come in, and the stuff's got to be on a china plate, and you got to have the napkins and glasses that you can see through. I'm like, all I wanted was a sandwich and a styrofoam cup. Well, that's how God is. God don't just give you what you want. He treats you like the king and queen you are. God doesn't just give you enough. He gives you enough to bless somebody else. He don't just meet your needs, but he turns you into a need meter of somebody else. We've got to believe that when I go to God to ask for A, he gives me A, B, C, and D. But the B, C, and D is for me to bless somebody else. What do you believe about God? I believe he's a hard taskmaster who just wants to send me to hell. And that's why I seldom spend time with him, because I really don't like him. He don't let me dress the way I want to. He don't let me go where I want to go. He don't let me drink what I want to drink. And there's not one thing in this Bible that says God won't let you do what you want to do, as long as you're willing to pay the price for it. If you don't mind having cirrhosis of the liver, drink yourself crazy. If you don't mind getting lung cancer, smoke like a chimney. If you don't mind getting your heart broken every other day, sleep with whoever you want to sleep with till you get an STD. God says, if you don't mind doing the time, go on and do the crime. God ain't sitting around going, nah, nah, nah. He just sits there and watches. And then when you come out and say, my life's falling apart, first thing he's going to say is, where you been? That's what he said to Adam. Where you been? I've been here waiting. I meet you here every Tuesday. And this Tuesday, you weren't there. Where are you? God didn't assault his sin. He assaulted his location. Where are you? In unbelief. Watch this. Jesus said, if you believe it, those things you say shall come to pass. Look now, he ties in belief with speech. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So every time you say something negative, even when we use the non-clinical term crazy, oh, they crazy. You know what you're saying to the person? They've lost their ability to perform cognitive skills. Crazy is not a clinical term. It's a euphemism. It usually means that it's someone who has lost the ability to reason. So we call them crazy. And so when we use that term, oh, he's just crazy, it's a derogatory statement. It causes that person to think negatively about that person. They told me you was crazy. Now I see it for myself. I heard you was crazy. And Jesus said, you will have what you say. This is not a spacey way of speaking. Jesus said, you will have what you say, that you create not only your present, but your future by the negative words of your past that have become so ingrained in your speech abilities that you can't say anything positive. Every time you say, I can't afford it, you will never afford it unless you add now. I can't afford it now. Can't afford it yet. This is such a biblical truth that it is even validated in the natural. There is a neurological physician up in Harvard University Medical Center who focuses on dementia and the brain. This is his specialty. He wrote a book entitled The Super Brain. He also put out a DVD and a CD. I bought the whole package off WHYY. And so I bought the whole package. And he made a statement and didn't even know he was making a biblical statement. He said he tells his patients that the way to get their brain renewed is to change their speech. He said that it is clinically proven that when you speak positive, your brains grow new neurons. Those new neurons enable you to do what you say. They bring an extra gift to you of mental capability. They infuse your gifts and talents with a supernatural ability to perform something that you've spoken. And then he said, and likewise, when you speak negatively, your brain cells die and you lose the ability to do new things. He cited the case of a man who was 74 years old, who went to the market to buy his groceries without a shopping list. He memorized what he wanted on that shopping list. His grandchildren said, "Pops, you need to start writing stuff down. Don't trust your memory. You're getting older." They kept telling him this, and he found himself going to the store and forgetting what he wanted. He went to this doctor, and the doctor said, "I want you to start doing what you used to do and tell yourself you can go back to it." He went back to getting his groceries from memory just from changing his speech, and he told his grandchildren, "Don't say that to me anymore." When I read that, the Holy Spirit says, "I told you that over in Mark 11. Now, you went and paid for it on Channel 12. Yeah. But I told you that." And you will find that most of the defeat in your life comes from negative words. You don't know what you do, what you can do until you try. But you've got to tell yourself to do it. I am taking classes now that 10 years ago I would have never thought I could handle. But I tell myself, you know what, I'm going to ace this thing. This is not going to be a problem. And at my age, 32, I am two courses away from stepping into an earned doctorate program with a 4.0 average because I said I could do it. And God worked with my speech. And he's no respecter of persons, so why are we still, "Oh, Lord, have mercy." Somebody said, "Well, what you going to do with your degree?" Get myself my own forensic specialist business and hire a bunch of forensic specialists to represent people in court and do assessments. Who said I have to do it? I just know how to do it. And I'm like God. You just make everything and then put people in place and get paid.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know 18, we can do the impossible,
64. For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
6418A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Praise the Lord. This is Bishop Eric Lambert. I'm thanking you for tuning in today, and we invite you to continue seeking the Lord through consistent hearing and studying of the Word of God. Through Bethel Deliverance International Church, we have established the Bethel Institute for Biblical Studies to help believers get a complete curriculum for Christian development. We offer classes from Bible basics to apologetics. We have exceptional instructors and courses that will ensure growth in biblical studies and Christian character. If you desire to develop and mature in your Christian knowledge and your life in the Word of God, we invite you to pursue your Christian education here at the Bethel Institute for Biblical Studies. You can visit the education link at BethelDeliverance.org for a full course listing and to register online. For more information, you may call 215-885-2585. Thank you for tuning in today. Keep climbing higher in the Word of God.